Please note disclaimers at end of show.
Welcome to Creating Wealth with Jason Hartman. During this program, Jason is going to tell you some really exciting things that you probably haven't thought of before, and a new slant on investing. Fresh new approaches to America's best investment that will enable you to create more wealth and happiness than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine, self-made multimillionaire who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. He's been a successful investor for 20 years and currently owns properties in 11 states and 17 cities. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to financial freedom. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this is episode number 152. Thank you for joining me today. It is a rainy day in Southern California, and you know what? I stayed home today. I just didn't feel like going to the office. I like being at home on a nice rainy day, and it's really, really nice to have that freedom. And part of getting that freedom is to develop an online marketing machine. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So today we are not going to talk about real estate and real estate investing, as we do so much of the time. Today we're going to talk about having that little side business, that little cash cow, that little money machine on the side. And it's amazing. Whatever business you're in, even if you're looking for a job, if you're looking to work for somebody else, you need to know about internet marketing, because nowadays, folks, we are all marketing ourselves. If you want to get your resume out there, if you've got an idea, a passion that you want people to know about, you better learn how to market on the internet. And that's what today's segment is dedicated towards. So we're going to talk about that little black box that prints money. We're going to talk about video marketing. We're going to talk about dominating your keywords and key phrases that you need to own to get ahead in the world of marketing online. The internet is not a fad. It is not going away, and it is here to stay. So all of the stuff you're learning on this show, even if you don't use it today, you may use it next year, you may use it in 6 months, you may use it in 3 years, but it's very important to start really thinking about having something going that is a supplement to your income, if not a supplement to your core business already. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I've got the CEO and the creator of a company called Traffic Geyser on, and we've got an interview with him coming up here in just a moment. Hey, next show we're going to talk about asset protection. And what I thought I'd do is start that show off by talking to you about how to get out of a property you're having trouble with. We've got some ideas for you. I want to talk to you about recourse and non-recourse financing, talk about these lenders that are on occasion going after people for deficiencies on properties. So that's going to be a real important next show. And I've got attorney Mark Kohler, who is the author of the book Lawyers Are Liars. I'm sure a lot of listeners would agree to that phrase. So we've got him on the next show, and I'm going to start that off by talking about problem properties and how to get out. So on this one, though, let's talk about making money online and doing that pretty darn automatically. So here's the interview with the CEO of Traffic Geyser, and be sure to join us for the next Creating Wealth Bootcamp on February 20th and the Masters Weekend coming up on March 6th and 7th. We'll see you there. Here's the interview. My pleasure to welcome Mike Koenigs to the show. He is going to talk to us about some phenomenal internet marketing avenues where you can distribute and create content and just do all kinds of really, really neat stuff. Our main topic today is his company and website called Traffic Geyser. And Mike, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Jason.
It's great to have you on. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Traffic Geyser.
Sure. Well, here's the biggest thing is the new way of doing business. It's all about relationships and trust. It's also about getting your content to every imaginable place possible as rapidly as possible. So what Traffic Geyser does is it'll take your content, your video, your text, your audio, and distribute it to over 100 different locations worldwide in a few minutes, essentially allow you to instantly gobble up and show up in Google in as little as a few minutes, oftentimes in as little as 3 to 10 minutes. So the big question you might ask is, okay, why and how and what will that do for me? I mean, the key thing is if you want to get found, you want to get noticed, you want to create buzz, you want to get attention for you, your business, your products, you need to get your stuff to every possible device that's out there. And right now there's a billion, it's actually 1.74 billion internet-connected users worldwide. I'm talking about desktop or laptop. And right now there's about 4.5 billion mobile phone users. So if you can take, let's say, this audio recording, for example, and push it out there using our tool, you can use that as a vehicle to drive people to your website so you can capture leads and follow up with them. So TrafficGeyser, on one hand, is a tool, it's a utility for distributing content, and it will essentially convert like videos or audios into text so they can become blog posts and articles.
That's really phenomenal because Google won't search audio and video yet, but they say it will in the future, right?
Yeah, well, they say it doesn't, but the reality is we know they are. Right now, if you create a video and you say a lot of keywords in it, it will actually show up. They don't admit it, but we know it for a fact because we've observed the behavior, and we're distributing as many as a million videos a week through our system right now.
I'm curious, why would they hide something like that, though? Wouldn't they be bragging about that?
I don't know. I don't think it's always or consistent. Google is one of those weird things. You'll notice sometimes when you'll search for something, you might get like 52 million pages when you do one search, and another time it'll show up like 600,000. You're like, well, why is it different? It's because Google has what are known as sandboxes, different systems, different computers, and they're always split testing and comparing and doing research.
Right.
So the whole deal is they don't really talk about anything until they're consistently doing it. And like I said, it's not an always. It's a most of the time, but we've definitely noticed a difference. And when we educate and teach people on how to get the maximum visibility with their search engine listings, we basically give them some formulas that they want to adhere to and apply to if they want to get the best results possible. And, of course, everyone does.
Fantastic. Okay, go ahead about TrafficGeyser, though, you were saying.
Well, here's I'd say think about things on two different levels. A, you've got the utility. It's sort of like if I give you a hammer or a saw, you certainly won't automatically be a craftsman, right? You need years of practice in that. So what we do is we provide a tool that allows you to basically click a button, distribute your content everywhere on the connected internet very, very rapidly. That's very effective. But if you really want to get results, you need to understand how to get the attention of the search engines and what we call the influence engines. Those are all the different social media sites that are out there. You know, everything from Facebook and MySpace to all the video sites, podcast directories, social bookmarking, all this stuff that you really don't need to know about. You just need to know it exists and essentially what they do. But all these little websites influence Google and Yahoo and Bing, which used to be MSN. So if you get your content to as many of those influence engines as possible, Google can't ignore them. So our strategies that we teach are rapid content creation. And again, if you want to become attractive to Google, it looks for a couple things. Google is just like a human. It looks for frequent, relevant content. And in other words, it has to be real, it has to be new, and it needs to be unique. So if you want to get a person's attention, you'd come out with the next new big thing, you know, that's going to get attention.
Yeah.
Well, if you just create a bunch of spam and a bunch of junk or a bunch of flyers and junk mail, it's going to get ignored by most people. Google is a giant filter. Mm-hmm. They're in the business of providing relevant content to people who search for stuff. You know, it's why they're the biggest advertising agency in the world. They're giving you relevant ads. They're selling billions of dollars worth. So we teach a little strategy. We call it the 10 by 10 by 4 system. So if I sat down right now and I said, okay, well, Jason, I'm on your website right now. I'm at jasonhartman.com, and I see you do a variety of different things. You know, you've got an investor network, and you talk about creating wealth. So if I said, Jason, what are the top 10 questions you get asked all the time about wealth creation? You'd probably come up with at least 10, if not 100 of them,
sure.
Right?
Sure, uh-huh.
Okay, now, there's another way of looking at this, which, and all we did right now is we recorded a series of little videos or audios, and we named the videos or the audios the same things that people are searching for online, and you distributed them to thousands of different locations very, very rapidly, it makes sense that you'd get a lot of attention. You'd be able to dominate the search engines. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Sure.
Okay. Well, here's the next step. If I said, okay, now the difference between being a newbie and being a master is knowing not what people are asking you or what they want to know, but what they need to know. So if I said, Jason, what are the top 10 should ask questions people should be asking you right now about creating wealth?
Okay,
you come up with the things that actually make the difference, not what they think they want to know. So the whole deal is you start out by creating 10 FAQ videos and then 10 should ask question videos, you suddenly, most of the responses to these are 30 seconds to at most 2 minutes long each.
Okay.
And each one of those becomes a little nugget. It's really what Google loves. It's what people love, which is just tell me the answer to my question. It's an opportunity for you in a non-pitchy way to essentially say, hi, my name is Jason Hartman, and I'm an expert in investor whatever or wealth creation. And the biggest question that I get all the time is, what's the fastest way to increase my personal wealth with the least amount of risk? Okay, everyone would love to know that.
Right.
You might say, the reality is, there's a whole bunch of answers to that, but one tip that I give people is blank, whatever that may be. Give them a good answer, a good nugget. It's like, holy cow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And at the end of that, you'd say, now if you'd like 20 free videos that'll teach you my biggest, best tips on wealth creation, visit my website, jasonhartman.com, and there I'll give you those 20 free videos and this free guide that'll teach you blah, 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 okay? Well, that free guide is really just a transcript of those videos that you recorded. So now you got a free guide, you got these 20 free videos, and you got a reason why people should visit your website, give you their information so you can follow up and ultimately sell them one of your products or services.
Very good. Good strategy.
It works like crazy. Everyone who ever uses it. And then there's some specific steps on how to upsell and how to sell effectively. And actually, one of my very first products I ever made was an info product called the Infomercial Toolkit. And I wanted to answer a big question, which was, what can I do or say or present in a video that will cause people to buy more stuff online? And what I did is I went out and I studied every infomercial I could get my hands on. I met everyone I could find in the infomercial industry, and I wanted to adapt the television infomercial to work online. Well, in the process, I ended up becoming good friends with people like Joe Sugarman, who sold over 20 million pairs of blue blocker sunglasses on television, and a guy named Tim Hawthorne, who created all the Time Life commercials. He's still in the business after 25 years, believe it or not. And really adapting the 28.5-minute television long-form infomercial to about 2.5 to 7 minutes online was a little bit challenging. So the point being, all that knowledge that I've acquired, I've basically shared with my customers, and I teach them how to not only get the attention of the search engines, how to use the tool, how to build a relationship of trust and rapport and with the highest degree of integrity, and then how to sell with integrity and promote and market in a way that people feel like they really have a relationship with you and they know you.
Yeah, and that's a key for them to do that. So talk to us about what are the steps to really using this product. We have an affiliate arrangement set up with you, so people can go to jasonhartman.com and they can sign up for it. How does it all work? They sign up. If you want to go over pricing, I don't know how complex that is, or if you want to mention it here. And then what do they do next after they sign up?
Okay, well, the biggest thing is you have to start and you have to be able to share something or provide something. That's why we teach this 10 by 10 by 4 system, and I actually have it broken down. It's a simple little video where you actually get to see me do it, and then I walk you through the process step by step, and I even give you some ideas on what kind of questions to answer. So the bottom line is I have, you know, there are different packages available for TrafficGeyser, and they vary based on the number of videos you can submit per month, and also some of the added functionality and features and the level of training and support you get. So obviously, the more labor-intensive it is on our part, the more it costs. On one level, on the what we call the gold level, it's basically a submission tool only. On the upper-end level, which is our Platinum Elite, we allow you to build lead capture pages. In other words, mini websites that we actually host, you just fill in the blank, and they're optimized to capture leads. So when you tell people to go somewhere, we actually capture the lead and follow up with an email, a mobile text if you're capturing a mobile number. It even integrates with send-out cards. You can send out print cards as well to your leads.
This is almost a CRM system.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. But we integrate with virtually any kind of a CRM.
So right.
Basically, the way to think about it is up until and including the first point of contact, we get you traffic, we help you capture leads, we help you build rapport, and then we follow up the first time. Mm-hmm. The sales process, in other words, capturing money and then doing the CRM or the autoresponder part is something that you'd use with some other tool. But again, we plug in and we work with virtually all of them.
And so it builds little squeeze pages is what you're saying.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. And what I did, just like I did with the Infomercial Toolkit, is I went out and I found, and I know virtually every big internet marketer that exists. and they're good friends of mine, and I say, I have conversations with them every month, what is the best converting squeeze page system that you do right now? And they'll tell me it's this thing. So I'll look at it, and we actually model it and make that a template in our system. So right now we've got about 18 different template systems that you'll literally just fill in the blanks, click a button, and boom, you have an instant squeeze page. And if you wanted to change the look and feel of it to use something else, you just go in and pick a different template, and it's instantly republished. So you don't have to know anything about HTML and web programming. You don't even need to host it, although you can host it on your own server as well. So, again, flexibility. So getting back to answering your question, what else do we include? Well, with our higher-end programmer, Platinum Elite, we also include coaching. You get to work one-on-one with our coaches that actually guide you through the process of what kind of content should you make, what kind of resources should you get. We actually will make your first video for you, do the voiceover, help you with the scripting, help you create your first blog or your podcast. Again, your goal is to broadcast your content, your message, with the click of a button to the maximum number of people, to the maximum number of devices possible, so your prospects can find you virtually anywhere online, and then fall into your sales funnel as rapidly as possible.
Now, with these squeeze pages that are created by the program, is there sort of a certain number that, I mean, maybe does it only include a certain number of squeeze pages?
Unlimited
squeeze pages. How many people, I mean, I guess there's really no answer to this, but I'm going to ask
you. Go ahead and ask. I can give you a range.
How many squeeze pages should someone have?
That's a great question.
And with these squeeze pages, they may be optimized to capture leads, which means maybe you want to just explain what a squeeze page is to our listeners who
sure.
A few may not know, just real quickly. But also, are they optimized for SEO, or are they just optimized for lead capture, or both?
All great questions. So the first thing is, what are they? What they are is a single-purpose website. It displays an offer on it. So I'll give you an example of what a perfect offer would be. And I actually teach the process of how to create a perfect offer. It's one of my training videos, which is, hi, my name is Mike Koenigs. I'm the author of How to Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days Without Dieting or Without Exercising. I'm living proof that it worked for me, and you can see me right now. I'm actually quite thin, but just a couple months ago, I weighed 30 pounds more than I do right now. I'd love to give you this book absolutely free, and a mini training video where I actually show you all the foods and the tools, the foods that I eat and the tools I use. All you need to do is enter your contact information in the form below, and I'll give you the free guide and the free video. See you on the other side, okay? So that's well scripted, obviously.
I've been to that page many times myself.
Okay,
and it wasn't for that topic.
But that's basically a great offer.
Every topic is sold.
Who the hell doesn't want to lose
sure.
30 pounds in 30 yeah. days without exercising,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And without dieting. And the reality is, I'll tell you how you do it, cut out sugar. White flour and sugar, and you can do it. You can lose about 4 to 6 pounds a week. So that isn't a BS thing other than the fact that I didn't weigh 30 pounds more, but I lost about 12 pounds in a month by just cutting it out. Mm-hmm. So that's the first, what we would call an offer page. And here's the deal. The reason why you do that as opposed to sending people just to your website is most people's websites don't convert worth a damn.
Because okay? there's too much on them, right? They're too
exactly.
complex.
Exactly. Yeah, and one of the biggest rules and lessons you learn about marketing online is if you give people two choices, they make neither.
Right.
You give them one, they'll pick either do it or not do it.
I like to say that a confused mind always says no.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, there's a delicate balance between something that's too good to be true and something that includes physical proof. So the bottom line is what I've found, and I'll give you some unbelievably valuable statistics here to give, you know, the listeners an opportunity to know, okay, what can I expect? How well can this work? And how do I really profit from it or make money from it? So would that be useful?
Sure.
Okay, so here's the deal. Let's say, for example, we do the 10-10-4 that we talked about before. And if you ask someone right now, you said, okay, if you took one advertisement and you published it as a classified in a small town of 2,000 people in the center of Kansas, would you get business in Los Angeles?
Probably not.
Exactly. But if you took an ad that you were able to model some of the best ads in the world and broadcast it to the entire connected planet, or better yet, if you put a McDonald's on a busy street in front of a college, do you think you're going to sell some hamburgers?
Sure.
So it's all about visibility, traffic, and frequency, okay? Mm-hmm. That's classic marketing for you. So the whole idea behind using the influence engines is get it out to as many places as possible so the people who are on the path or in the way will find it and find your stuff. So what you're doing is by giving away digital content, it's very attractive and it's easy to create an offer and it costs nothing to fulfill. So having said all that stuff, what I've found is if you just make one video, you can't expect to make money from it. It's about frequency and relevance. And that's why the 10-10-4 was invented, because when I do this, I actually teach this process inside of an hour when I present on stage, when I speak, and I actually have people, and I put up a little 3-minute timer after I explain it. I say, write down as many questions as you get asked at once. And these are people who are authors, expert speakers, small business owners, I mean, every walk of life imaginable. And at the end, I have everyone stand up and I say, okay, everyone who got 5 or more questions written down, stay standing. Well, everyone stays standing. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone who actually did something, right? And by the time it's done, most of the time, I'll have about, let's say, 15% of the room will have 15 to 20 questions written down inside of that 3 minutes. So the point I'm trying to get across, and oh, by the way, I did it once where I broke for a lunch and I had people come back. I had someone come back with 300 questions.
Wow.
Because most people have no idea how much they really know until they do this exercise. So I ask them, do you think it's possible that you'd probably come up with about 50 questions if you took an hour? And they're like, absolutely. So the process of creation creates even more. And the process of giving online causes people who are attracted to you and what you know to find you. Okay?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's just a classic universal law. So you're going to get more customers who are attracted to the know-how and knowledge you have. That's part of the beautiful process. So having said that, the nice thing is not only can you get your first 10 or 20 videos made, when you've got 20 of them out there, let's say each video gets seen 100 or even, let's pretend, 100 times each per month, which is pretty realistic. It's not that difficult because there's so many places your stuff gets broadcast out to a Trafficizer. Well, out of the 100 views, and if you had 20 of them, what do we have? We've got over 2,000 total views.
Right.
If you have a good offer and you come across as just being authentic, which means don't act like someone you aren't, just be you, okay? Look into the camera and smile, be friendly. Anyone can learn how to do this in a second. It's no different than using a mobile phone for. And usually I find that I get about 15% of the viewers actually visit my webpage, which is a squeeze page. And my squeeze pages, I have a good offer on them, all right? So my conversion rate, in other words, the number of visitors, the number of people who sign up, varies everywhere from 15 to 60%. My average is about 30%. Now, granted, I've been practicing this for a little while,
right,
and I'm good at it, but I know what the psychological elements are, and I can teach anyone how to do it in a very short period of time.
Here's the thing, though, and I have a feeling you're going to give a really good answer on this. How much did you spend, other than being able to have the product that produces the squeeze pages, of course, but did you spend a lot of money on pay-per-click advertising, on AdWords? Did you hire a search engine marketing company? You know what I mean? So many people go and hire like these consultants and spend all this money and they go to these PPC ad agencies and it's just crazy. I mean, we've experimented with that. And I just find there are some great tools out there that our listeners can just take advantage of and it'll get them rolling right away.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of this is, here's the benefit. A, there's two ways I lost $50,000 in a month. One is the stock market, and the other one is pay-per-click advertising. A, I'm not good at it. It's not interesting to me.
Right.
And it's boring. Where with this, what did I do? I answered some questions, I clicked a button, and I get free traffic that doesn't go away. I don't know if you can beat that. And if you're using a tool that basically can cost you as little as $100 a month, that generates leads. I mean, what's a customer worth to you? To me, a database of 10,000 leads, just leads alone, can be worth as much as $1 million a year.
Oh, yeah. And when you look at the lifetime value of a customer over the long term, keep your customers happy because they are so valuable. The years go by so quickly and this customer is a repeat customer. They refer people, and there's just a lot of value there. A lot of companies, really, a lot of these sort of infomercial-type consumer product companies, they will sell stuff at or even sometimes below cost as a loss leader just to have that customer lifetime value. It's so important.
Exactly. I mean, that is. It's and the beautiful thing about online, the process I've shared with you, which to this day now, we've had tens of thousands of customers worldwide. We've been around through 3 years now. We've actually just celebrated our third anniversary. Not only do you get high quality traffic, because if they watch your video and they visit your website, you already have a relationship, okay? They're interested in more. And if you have a good offer, they're going to sign up. Now you have permission to ask them to buy something.
Right.
So on the thank you page of the video, you say, oh, I've got something I'd like you to try out. Give them a free trial. Give them a reason to interact even further with you. Mm-hmm. But the point being, out of that 2,000 people who watched your 10-10-4 videos, and if, let's say, 20% visit you, so you got 400 visitors, and you get 30% of them to convert, so, you know, what's 30% of 400? That's how many. You got about 120 people who now are in your database per month. And with a good little video that asks them to try something out or test it out, you should be able to convert a couple percentages of those. That's free money you didn't have before by what? Answering a few questions. And here's the great thing. Once those questions are answered and they're on your blog or on your web page, it simplifies and automates your sales process because mm-hmm. now you don't have to worry about sending someone out. It's sort of like every question anyone ever asks me is right on my website. Just send them to that web page on your business card. And that's one of my strategies is when I go to a live event, for example, I'll walk around, and as soon as I walk out, I hold up my little portable digital camera, which is, you know, either my iPhone or my Flip, or now I use a little camera called a Kodak ZI-8. It costs $150, and it's beautiful. It shoots high definition. It's a great camera. Anyway, I hold the camera up, and I say, hi, we just met at the Wealth Mastery event here in San Diego. I wanted to just take a moment to thank you for having a conversation with me and tell you about something that I have to offer you, okay? I just put that video right up on a lead capture page, and I follow up with the business cards I got, and I usually convert, and I send it out right away. I mean, it's literally, I walk out of there, and I've recorded this and put it up. It takes about 10 minutes. So, boom, now I've got an instant sales page, and I'll tell you what, you know how many other people are doing what I just did?
Not too many.
None.
And it's so relevant and so topical, and it's so personal. It's like that, it's got that real sort of high touch feeling to it.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, since the newest iPhone has the video now, I am using that all the time. I'm on my third iPhone, and I just love that feature because it takes pretty decent video. I mean, it's not like...
It's good enough.
You know, it's good enough, exactly. It's good enough for the YouTube generation. And what's amazing too, Mike, is I just have to say, here we're in an era of incredibly advanced 1080p televisions. Yet most video we watch is of super low quality. It's YouTube type. But
over
it's very effective.
A billion watched a day.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, that's...
But on the iPhone, I just use that, and I'll just send someone a quick text message rather than typing. It's kind of just more interesting. Sometimes I'll be in the car or something, and I'll just do a video. It's like really easy. It's just so simple to do that nowadays. A lot easier than typing.
No, absolutely. And it is a fantastic rapport builder. So basically what I do is I've actually created a series of follow-up videos that introduce people to all of my products.
Yeah.
And I can just tell you one story. I did this very same strategy I told you about. One of them, I was speaking at an event called Biz Tech Day in San Francisco a few weeks ago. Picked up about 60 business cards. And I did exactly what I described. I sent them out. As soon as I got back, I actually had my assistant do it, so I didn't even have to do the work. And she just sent out a quick email with that video link on it, $15,000 in sales in 20 minutes, okay?
Wow.
All right? And then by 24 hours later, about $40,000 in sales. So how would you like an extra $40,000 worth of free money in your pocket?
Sure.
From just following, you know what most people do with the business cards they get at a live event?
They just put them in a file.
Exactly. Put them in a pile.
So yeah.
Here's a way that you can completely automate that sales process. And once you have one that works, that's the one you put on your card all the time, and it's free money.
People, you really got to realize there are so many great tools out there now, and it just behooves us not to be using them. Well, do you want to kind of wrap up on Trafficizer and talk a little bit about, just touch on one of your other products?
Sure. No, okay. Happy to do it.
Yeah, but let's just bring this back. So you talked about pricing, how people use it, anything else on any of those?
Well, I think the key thing is let's make sure that we provide a link in your, do you put it under education and then resources on your website?
No, I'll put it in the store, I think.
Right in the store.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you have products there. So we'll make sure that we give your friends a link to watch a free training video that'll teach them about video marketing. And, you know, we'll either provide a trial or access to my premium service, along with that free video. Is that cool?
Yeah, so that's great. Thank you very much. So that's a special offer for my listeners, all at the jasonhartman.com website. And so we'll get you a little couple extra freebies and perks for being a listener to the
Absolutely.
Show.
No, I'll stack the cool, as my good friend Frank Kern always says.
Stack
the
cool.
I'll give your friend some really, really goodies.
Good stuff. Well, Frank is definitely the master marketer. We're trying to get him on the show, by the way.
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine. I'll actually see him tomorrow night. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. So, okay, so that's the first one. We've got Traffic Geyser. So really, again, you know, if you look at business, there's a couple things to think about as we move forward. And if you said, okay, what do you predict is going to be happening over the next couple of years? Well, number one, mobile is it, okay? All of us need to be making our content available on mobile. And the beautiful thing about Traffic Geyser is when you send your stuff out, it's going to work on mobile as well. It's basically automatic because all these services, all these influence engines talk to them. So that's cool. So the next one is, all right, I got my stuff out there. How am I going to monetize it? And if you're in the business, let's say it doesn't matter if you're in the service business or whatever, a lot of people don't realize that their knowledge has value and they can sell it worldwide. And one great thing about being in America or being an American, I know probably some of your folks are from all over the world, but we're really good at marketing, educating, negotiating, and selling culturally. It's one of our fortes. And a lot of people in other parts of the world want to learn from us. So it doesn't matter who you are and what you know. You can turn your know-how and knowledge into content that can be sold very easily. So the second big product that we have, the service, is called Mixiv, M-I-X-I-V. And again, in your store, we'll provide a link to some great training videos that are absolutely free. It'll teach you how to turn your know-how and your knowledge into a product that you can sell and deliver electronically, so there's no cost of goods. You never have to worry about customer service and customer support because it's basically automatic. And this thing starts the conversation, it gathers the money, and it can like provide a free trial and then start charging a continuity. And all of us want. I mean, if you know, one of my friends, his name's Russell Brunson, often says, if you don't have continuity, you don't have a business. So you've got to think about how you can turn your know-how and knowledge into content that you can sell, not just once,
but on a continuity
over
basis.
And over.
Yeah, subscription types products are great.
Exactly. That's basically my business. That's
right.
What I do for a living is I build software-based subscription services and content-based subscription services. And I've got everything that go all the way up to multi-thousand-dollar a month coaching programs, for example. And it's all delivered using this system and this tool. And what it is it's like an advanced shopping cart that can accept money and deliver the product and content to the desktop, to the laptop, to your portable media device, whether it's an iPhone or an iPod. And in a very short period of time, basically probably by the time your listeners hear this, we will be delivering right to the living room.
Wow, fantastic.
Friction-free, meaning you don't have to pay for someone else's distribution. The old school, and this is a very important concept to realize, you know, if you look at old school radio, you look at book distribution, newspapers, magazines, they all had friction. There was always a middleman, someone who controlled the flow. You know, the beauty of living in this age right now, you know, with the Traffic Geyser age, is like I can broadcast my message to the entire connected planet in less than 10 minutes, basically free. Build that relationship. Now I can sell something, deliver it, keep all the money, basically free. You're free for the first time to conduct business with the entire connected planet.
Yeah, it really is an amazing time we're living in. The opportunities are limitless.
So what I guess I would say is again, I'll give your listeners some free videos that'll teach the basic idea of how I've done this myself. And, of course, there's an opportunity to take advantage of the service as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great. And then you've got one other product. I know it's pretty new, so I just want to tantalize people with it because this is pretty interesting. I've been looking at it with you.
Okay, well, this is, to me, probably the most exciting thing I've been involved in, and it's a pet project. It's called Voice Follow-Up. And still to this day, the most powerful tool in our arsenal, you could basically argue it's either the telephone or email, okay? Both of them are marketing, communications, follow-up, stay in touch. But if, again, you just look at the raw numbers, you got 4.5 billion mobile phone connected users worldwide, you got 1.74 billion internet connected users. The phone is still it. And so one of the challenges that I had was, okay, I need to capture leads. So let's say we did an advertisement right now on this show, and you said, okay, call 858-633-8925 right now and get it and hear a free recorded message on how you can do blah, 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 okay? And, you know, it'd be some kind of an offer. Well, the thing is to do that, you're going to have an operator there or, you know, someone following up and that kind of thing. So I wanted to find a way that I could use the new voice-to-text technology so people could say their name and their email address, capture that information, and engage them by sending them mobile text messages, emails, even direct mail, and then giving them an opportunity to basically self-educate so they're prepared and ready to buy my products and my services. Well, I did all the searching. I couldn't find anyone who had it.
Right, yeah.
So you made it. I built it myself.
Good stuff. The goal of all of this is to just bring people into the funnel and then bring them further down the funnel on their own, at their own pace, at their own convenience, on demand for them. And then when they're ready, they raise their hand and they say, hey, I'm ready. And they're already educated. They're already through a lot of that sales funnel. It's just a fantastic service. I think the clients love it, prospects love it, and the business owners love it too.
You're absolutely right. And I think it also, what it does is it changes, again, the way you engage, the way you think about working with your customers. So if I come to you right now and I say, okay, Jason, you represent a lot of things to a lot of people. You've got a lot of products. You're a radio personality and a podcaster. You know, you're about, leveraging your time. You're about educating. You consult. You clearly are doing a variety of different wealth management things. So you clearly come in contact with people who need and want you for different things, right?
Right.
So, you know, if I asked you, okay, some of the roles, so someone would say, hey, Jason, I'd love you to have me on as a guest on your show. That's one type of person. And there might be some, you know, the media where you want to be attracted to the media, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then you've got people who say, I love your products, Jason. Can I sell them? So they want to be either
an affiliate,
right?
Right.
Someone else will say, could we do something together? You got a joint venture opportunity. It might be another thing. And the list goes on and on and on. Some of them are just, hey, I like you. I want to stay in touch.
And you just don't want to miss any of these opportunities. So having tools like these that help you manage and nurture those opportunities are just, it's just a great thing.
Exactly. So people can self-identify, determine who they are, what they need from you, and have you communicate and follow up. And essentially, get the first part of the relationship started without on their terms, on their time, because ultimately they want to have a direct one-on-one relationship, but you need to make sure that they're ready for you and you are ready for them. So that's really what this is all about. And in the new economy, what I call business 3.0, web 3.0, and marketing 3.0, you need to engage with the customer on their terms, on their time, on their device in a way that allows them to pick up and live with the short attention span. So allow me to pick up where I left off, despite my life. And if you engage people using these strategies and these tools and these technologies, you don't have to worry about the market or the business environment leaving you behind. It's time for you to be your own brand, to take your life, your business into your own hands, because you can't depend on the government to take care of you or the job you have or the employer you have. You live in an illusion. The only thing you can depend upon is what's in between, you know, your two ears and your ability to deliver value. And we have a global marketplace now. You have an opportunity to leverage all these resources, these tools. And, you know, at the end of the day, your true wealth is the quality of the relationships you have with your customers, your friends, and your family. That can never be taken away from you unless you stop providing value or you become, you know, basically a jerk or an inconsistent provider, right? It's all
right.
Kind of the same thing.
Right.
But with these tools, you can do it on a massive and personal level.
At the same time, yeah, right. That's fantastic. Well, hey, Mike, thank you so much. These insights were fantastic today, and I'm going to look forward to using your services because I found them and I became interested, and I thought, hey, why don't we get this guy on the show? It looks so darn compelling and interesting. So I hope a lot of my listeners will take advantage of them too.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and I'm always here if you want to have me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to. As the other products are more developed, we'd love to have you on talking about those. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate having you on today.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Go Good morning, everyone.
There's never been a better chance to learn what you need to know to achieve financial independence. And it happens over the course of two powerhouse days, every spring and every fall, with a panel of 16 vibrant, intellectually motivated, and I'll say it, slightly obsessed with real estate experts leading the way. There's a good chance you'll be sad to see it end.
This is the Masters Weekend, a gathering of experts, where we fly in experts from all over the country. We have guests here today from as far away as North Carolina and Colorado, and then we have experts flying in from many states all over the USA.
Probably the most interesting thing that I've learned so far is about the 1031 exchanges. I thought that was an excellent presentation, answered questions I didn't really even know I had.
And yes, we are planning to invest with Platinum Properties and probably in the go zone, but perhaps not exclusively. And we were greatly impressed today with the surroundings and the glamour and the style, but also the information.
Don't wait to buy real estate, and then wait.
The Masters Weekend is a twice-yearly special event, so don't wait another 6 months to learn the skills that could make you financially independent. Space is limited, so your immediate registration guarantees a seat in the room at Platinum Properties Investor Network with Jason Hartman and our gathering of experts.
Copyright the Hartman Media Company. For publication rights and interviews, please email media@jasonhartman.com. This show offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Opinions of guests are their own. Jason Hartman is acting as president of Platinum Properties Investor Network exclusively. Nothing contained herein should be considered personalized, personal, financial, investment, legal, or tax advice. Every investor's strategy and goals are unique. You should consult with a licensed real estate broker or agent or other licensed investment, tax, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed. Please call 714-820-4200 and visit www.jasonhartman.com for additional disclaimers, disclosures, and questions.